AVS Media Demo.
We've barely begun to translate these. I'm not a scholar of Buddhism. It's not my area of expertise. So I don't know the latest figures on the translations, but it's about 10% that we've translated.
AVS Media Demo.
The Japanese canon, the Chinese canon, the Korean canon, and the Indian canon. Just massive texts. Okay, I just wanted to mention that so you got an idea of scale.
Do they represent the different parts of the wheels?
AVS Media Demo.
No, the wheel is different.
So Theravada
is the
one.
First revolution of the Wheel of Dharma. The second revolution of the Wheel of Dharma is Mahayana. And the third revolution of the Wheel of Dharma is Northern Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism.
AVS Media Demo.
I won't be able to go into all the schools of Buddhism.
Yeah.
I will barely just cover Theravada and maybe just touch on to Mahayana, the second form. I just don't have time to do that.
AVS Media Demo.
Now, cosmology is the way humans map out what world is, what universe is, what the world is made of, what how many levels of existence there are, etc. That's cosmology. It just so happens.
AVS Media Demo.
The whole of Buddhism is mind, I say. So therefore, cosmology is also psychology. In the Buddhist cosmos, there are 33 realms.
AVS Media Demo.
There's hell realms, there's animal realms, there's ghost realms, there's titans, there's humans, there's lower gods, there's higher gods. There's infinite space, infinite consciousness, even a realm called the realm of neither perception nor...
AVS Media Demo.
These are highly rarefied realms of existence. But each realm of existence has a corresponding psychological state, mental state.
AVS Media Demo.
Because of your low vibration, gross vibration, your gross